All right, so we are on page Kuf Mem Beis, at least in the old edition. It's Perek Ches Ois Gimel. This is a longer piece than the average Perek in Memorom of Chelek Aleph, at least, and let's just dive into it. Okay. It's not going to be clear at the beginning. Towards the end, we'll see how's this connected to the Rambam in Perek Ches. I don't know if we'll get to that today. We might only get to it next time. Omno, ma sheshone echad mechavero beteva biyachas ha'achana lema'ala o lechisaron. What's different, right? We find that each person is different from the other in naturally in his nature regarding the preparation he has for a maila or for the opposite or for a chisar, right? And no two people are the same. What's easy for one person is difficult for a different for another person. What's going on? What's behind this phenomena? What's the he wants to give a deeper insight into this. Well, Pimashi Yesh Ladat Klal Nimratz. He wants to explain this LP. What you should know, a very important klal. And I think that this is in a certain sense, it might be. I think it's actually quite like a shocking klal what he's going to say. Ki afal pi shelanu nidme. Shesh kfulim b'havaya. Even though to us it looks like there's doubles and even triples and in the creation, be'emet ein shum davar kaful. Really, there is no such thing as a double. Kol ma shenimtza b'havaya kula hu rak echad v'lo shnayim. Everything that's found in the havaya, in the existence, in the entire existence, is just one and not two. And that's what we have to know. The yisoid hatam shel gilui habriah, the yisoid of the reason, like why Hashem revealed the bria, why He made the bria. This is really, it's a revelation of creation. Ulegalot ma sheshirach chokhmoso yisbor shmo litgalot mikochot yicholto. It's based, right? The whole creation is based on what he decided, based on his chachma, to reveal the exact amount, exact what things, right? To reveal from the koiches of his yicholet, of his capability, right? Obviously, he has infinite capabilities, but he decided, he kind of like X'd off a certain amount of capabilities that he's going to show with the creation. Ve'etzem gilui ha'yicholet hu tachlit ve'ikar yoter gadol me'atoelet ha'shimushi sheba al yedei gilui koyach zeh. The very revelation of that capability is more. Yeah, is a bigger tachlis. It's a bigger end into itself than the toeles that can be gotten out of the revelation of that koach from the shimushi is like what do they call it in the there's a word for it in English. I don't know, maybe utilitarian, maybe. I don't know. It's the right. Everything has its essence. I forgot my English now. Everything has its essence. Its essence. Its essential being. But then there's what you can get out of it. Right, what you can use it for.
Usage.
Yeah. Oh, you're good with English. I there's a word in English I just forgot. Toelet shimushi.
What you functional use.
Okay, that's good. But there's another word for it. Like there's the abstract chokhmas, right? And then there's the, I guess the practical. I don't know, practical usage, fine, of something. So what we're saying over here is that the etzem revelation of Hashem's yicholet, which is every single bria, is a revelation of Hashem's capability, that is in of itself a higher and a more important tachlis than what can be gained out of it. So for example, let's say there's a tree, you take a tree as an example, okay, a fruit tree. It's the bigger, the more important tachlis of that revelation, the tree, is not for what it can be used. You can use it for its fruits, right? You can use it to feed people, and you can use it for its wood, perhaps. And right, the usage that you can get out of the tree is less important than the very essence of the tree itself, of the existence of that tree itself. That existence, that tree itself, is a revelation of the capability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no two trees are alike. Each one, that we'll see, he's going to relate to this in the continuation. So he says, "V'im ki lanu yesh zika yoter b'to'elet ha'shimushi she'ne'anim mimenu." If for us, right, us people, so we more have a need, right? We're more tied to the benefit that can be gotten out of something, right? That we can derive benefit from the thing. That's more important. The Te'elet Shimushi is more important to us in the sense of what we benefit. That's just because we have no concept. We don't really chap how important the etzem of the yicholot is. We don't understand. We don't take to that. We don't really have a way of taking to that. Like, you see, this is something which is really shaykh to ilam haba. It's really shaykh to a much higher level of existence. I might have said this in the past. I mean, certainly I've given the introduction of the difference between Chachma and Bina. Okay, in the past we've spoken about it a number of times, right? And the Chachma, which would relate more to the right brain, and Bina to the left brain. Chachma is a hasaga of essence. We've said this in the past, and Bina is more a hasaga of like kind of like what we're saying over here, the toelet shimushi is the understanding, right? Bina, the understanding of what this thing can do, what can be used for. I'll give you a mashal that I saw, which actually relates to Matan Torah. Oh, you know, I can actually read it from his sefer. One second. Well, I can't because I'm here. Oh, that's not good. I find it. Yeah, this is a mashal which Rav Yaakov Adis writes in his sefer called Hiskarvus LaHashem, coming closer to Hashem. So he gives a mashal in explaining what is so special about Har Sinai. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem, he talks about Maimon Har Sinai, and he says that besides all the Giluyim, besides all the revelations that are expressed in the Psukim openly in Parashas Yisrael that we read today, Oid hayadavan neira sheheralem HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamuchash mamash ech shekol ma sheyesh ba'olam hakol netzal v'nimshach meis habor yisborch shma she'en shum davar achaz ulas habor kiyum atzmi ela shebechol rega v'rega hadavar mitaveh al yidei habore v'nimshach v'netzal mimenu. This is the Ramchal says that besides all the Giluyim and all of what's described in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael both in Muchashi, meaning they experienced it live. They had this full experience of literally experiencing how everything in the world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from Hashem. He's the creator, and everything is just in existence and getting its existence at every moment from Him. Right? There's a difference between, for example, now what I'm saying this, when I'm saying this to you, when we're reading this together, we're learning this and we're understanding it. This is my translation of, okay? We're using language to express this. We're using language in our heads to understand it. Language is a function of the left brain of Moach Bina. But to experience it is to experience it on a level of essence which is past language. At Har Sinai, we had that experience. A person can tap into it on a certain to a certain degree now as well. But the Iker level of experiencing something on the level of essence, which is called Chachma, the Iker Chachma, says the Rashash, based on many different sources, and that result is only La'olam Haba. Today, our understanding of things is an intellectual understanding, right? We which means really binadik. It's based on language, logic, and figuring things out and analyzing, etc. But to get to, if you know, I'd say to a certain level, like nevuah, ruach hakodesh, an experiential comprehension of something, okay, is something that's more related to chachma. Now, it's very tricky, right? Because if a person experiences that, he can't give it over to the next person. The only way to give it over to the next person is through language. So you can never give over your chachma, which is, by the way, why the Gemara says, the Mishnah, I should say, right? The Mishnah says, Chagiga, when you teach a person, you can only teach a person who's a chacham umevin midaita. That's the only type of person you could teach Kabbalah to. You could teach Seydis HaTorah, Ma'isa Bereishis, and Ma'isa Merkavah to a person who's chacham umevin midaita. He's a chacham. He's that koyach of chachma, and he'll be able to be maven on his own what you're saying. Because all you could do is teach him the Rashi Prakim. You could just tell him the words of it, but the words are just a kli for the essence. And if he's a chacham and maven midaita, he'll be able to chap what you're trying to give him over. But you can't do more than bayir be'etzba, to show him with your finger, so to say. Point and hope that he's gonna chap it. So Rav Adis brings a nice mashal, and this Sefer Hiskavus Hashem, Ois Beis, Perkei Ois Beis. He says, like, let's give a mashal. He says, if Reuven would come and tain it to Shimon that Levi, who's a friend of the two of them, right, has clarified to him that you, Shimon, are not a person. You're just a robot that's being used by spies of another country. Right? That's all you are. You're just a robot being activated by spies of another country. So, Shimon, right, is going to... He says, Reuven says that to Shimon about Levi. You know our friend Levi? He's not a human being. He's a robot activated by, you know, the enemy. He's spying. So he's going to respond, right? Shimon's going to respond. He's going to bring him hundreds of proofs that doesn't make any sense. That's absolutely ludicrous, crazy. Isn't it proof after proof? You know, you saw him do this. I saw him eat. So, you know, like... Now, but if Reuven would come and say to Shimon, about Shimon himself, I know the truth about you. You're just a robot, right? So Shimon's not going to start bringing rise. He doesn't have to bring rise to that. He doesn't have to prove it himself, right? Because he knows himself. He knows his essence. Yadea mehuto, shua adam min neshama. He knows about himself. He doesn't have to start bringing, analyzing and saying, am I really? And start bringing proofs. He knows. He says that's the what they got in Maimon Har Sinai. Rav Adis says, each person had the hargosha b'yedia muchashit. He saw it. He lived it. It was clear experience how the whole mitzvah and the whole avayah is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm saying that mashal is also a very good description of the difference between chachma and bina. Very good mashal for that. So. This really is just coming back into what Riyakamesha is saying. This is the difference between appreciating something at the level of the fact that it just exists. There's something here, there's a Bria. This Bria is an expression of God's capabilities. This is an expression of Hashem's Yecholet. Now, on the level of essence, on the level of its essence, not because what this thing can be used for, I can make use out of it. Nothing to do with use. There's a creation here that's chashiv in its own right. That is a level of chachma. Whereas today we don't really have that appreciation, certainly not that experience of something. And all that we can do is say, like, oh, this is chashiv. Why? Because I could use this as a table, and I could use this to make furniture, and I could use this for its fruit, right? But things that don't have use, we don't really have an appreciation for that. By the way, this is something which halachically, right, we know, I'll be the Torah halachically, right? If a person is rachman letzlan, in a terribly ill state, right, or he's paralyzed, whatever, somebody who's a vegetable, no function whatsoever, which is another terrible, terrible thing, we should never know, right? But the very fact that that person is alive is an important thing on its own. Life, I'm just saying that Allah, you know, that Allah wouldn't say, okay, now you can kill him. No, we have to, you know, let him live. Keep him, yeah. Because even if the person is suffering, if you have a vegetable, even if the person is suffering, because Halacha recognizes that value of life, the Torah recognizes the very essence that this person is alive is more important. It's actually it's mitzat atzmo. It's more important than anything that this person could produce. It's amazing. But again, we're not holding on that level of appreciation, most of us. Thank God the Halacha binds us to act, because that's the truth. So let's go back into the sefer. So he says, "V'im kilanu yesh zika yotel ba'toelet ashimushi she'nanim mimenu." Even though what we are tied to, what we get, right, is more from the toelet ashimushi, that one derives benefit from something. Zerak lefi she'en lanu shum musik be'etzem ha'yicholus. That's just because we don't have a musik in the very essence of the yicholus, of the capability of something. The very essence of yicholet, of capability, every bria, everything, a grain of sand, we'll see, has a certain yicholet, has a certain capability. It serves some kind of something in the world. Or either it serves or it can serve. Umizeh anu mevinim et erech chibur haneshama im haguf. And from this, we understand the value of the joining together of the neshama with the guf, the body and soul together. She'etzem ha'chibur hu ikal. The very chibur, the very joining together, the very attachment of the neshama with the guf is itself the ikar. Gam milvad ha'to'aliyot va'avachot she'efshar la'asig al-yedei mitziyut zu. Like I just said, right? Besides the benefits and the gains you can get from the fact that this neshama and guf are together, meaning the guy's alive, right? Besides the tells you can get from the guy because he's alive, the main thing, the ikur is that very chibur itself. V'la'od. Not only that. Ele she'aleinu la'vin biyotel. The same way, it's not within our realm of possibility and of language to understand the etzem ha'yicholet, right? The essence of the capability, how it is, what it is. Ken en lanu sig lavin kama gadol v'nora gilui ol tuvo keshu megule ba'avaya gam mebli to'elet shimushit. So by the same way, we don't have that ability to really understand how amazing, how big and awesome is the revelation of the light of Hashem's goodness when it's revealed in the universe or in the existence, even without any functional benefit. היא באין ארוך הרבה יותר גדולה מהתועלות הנגלות שיש לנו מושג בהם. And that hidden benefit that we don't have, למעשה, really, in truth, is way, way, way more important than the revealed benefits that we do have a mussag in. ומכאן תשובה כמה ברואים שאין לנו מוצאים תועלת במציאותם ולמה נבראו. And from here is an answer to a number of creations that we don't find any benefit in their metzias. Every once in a while, you're like, why does that thing, has no function, it doesn't do anything in the world, why did Hashem create it? And this is an answer. The etzem fact that it's there is a certain yecholus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at its essence, even though we don't chap the to'aliyot that come out of that. I would say, like, the to'aliyot are like an extension. It's like a hispashtus of the ikar. Okay? The ikar, the essence, right, is like a concentrated packet of koach, let's say. Okay? And the to'elis that you get from it is like a hispashtus. It's coming out. It's like an unfolding of what's in there, in that, but the essence is the ikar, right? The essence is the ikar. The unfolding is just, which is the function, the benefit that can be derived from it, is like a tzimtzum, really. It's a certain revelation of the essence, but the essence is still much higher. Mikol shekein, certainly. Shall pize en nitpale amashanu roim kam anashim shchaim b'lo shum argasha shel seichel. Because she came, we see, we shouldn't be bewildered. We shouldn't wonder how it is that we see people, so many people, that are living without any feeling of seichel. Right? There are a lot of morons in the world. There are a lot of, a lot of people living absolute, like, it just is. Matos mechayim. What is the benefit of having them? What is the importance of their life? What benefit is there from their life? Ulam im etzem gilui ha'icholet shel ha'briah hiyoter ikarit v'yoter gdola me'atoelet ha'niglet. But once you understand, right, if the very revelation of the icholus, the capabilities of the creation, is the more important and is greater than the revealed benefit derived out of that creation, so then there's an ancient kushi. The kushi falls away. There's no kash anymore. Ki kol metziut gnuza bo toelet ne'elemet. Because every existence has concealed in it, right, a hidden gain, a hidden to'elos, a hidden benefit. And that is, what is that? That's the etzem revelation of the koach of that yicholet, of that ability. Not just every type of creation, like the lions are one giloy and the wood is another giloy. No, kol adam ve'adam, even every single individual person, like Chazal tell us, shekashem she'en parzufeim shavim ve'en deoteim shavot. Right, we know that their faces aren't. There's no two faces that are alike. No two opinions that are alike. So it's always fascinating. It fascinates me. Maybe I mentioned this over here. Or I mentioned the Shabbos table maybe last week or two. I say that, like, you think about the idea that every person is built the same way and every person has a different fingerprint. That's crazy. That is crazy. Like, wow. And obviously, it's the, every, DNA and each and every, that's mamish the same Yisrael that he's saying here. There's no kfelos. There's no doubles. Everyone is his own person, his own gili, the only one in all the generations that's going to be. Kach yesh b'kol echad gilui miyuchad shel koach yicholet. So too, every single person has its own designated special revelation of koach yicholet. V'lo arei koach yicholet ba'adam zeh, ki arei koach yicholet ba'adam acher. No two people are an expression of the same koach of capability. Each person has his own little He's slightly different. Different koch cholet. Velo, not only that. Eshagam hadvarim shepartzufehem shavim. That was about people. But even those things that their partzuf, that their faces are equal, are the same. Vafilu achol shazfat hayam. And even the sand on the shore of the ocean, on the shore of the sea. Right, the grains of sands are completely alike. They are mamish alike. Yesh bechol galgil chol koach miuchad. And each grain of sand has its own designated koach. Ve'od atid olam lamod al shimush kol davar b'fnei atzmo shel kol echad shimush miuchad. He says, in the future, the world is going to get to that hasaga of understanding how each and every grain of sand has its own special function. V'chol zeh mipnei she'en b'havaya shum davar kaful v'en bo shum shnius. Hakol echad v'en sheni. The whole existence, there's no such thing as doubles. There's no doubles. It's everything is only one.
I couldn't say that sand has a function on the level of klal. Really, in Pratt, every single grain has its own function.
Yeah, that's what
no
he said.
No one's contributing to a shore like this.
No, because Al-Pi Kabbalah, the truth of the matter is that every single klal, Al-Pi Kabbalah, this is the way it is. Every single klal is made up of pratim, is made up of details. And each detail, on that level of detail, is a separate sphera. So let's say you took a system of every system of parts of, like the Arizal described, right? Is parts of is really another word for system, okay? It's made up of 10 spheres. And each of those 10 spheres is made up of their own individual spheres, right? The Keser divided into Keser, Sheba Keser, Chokma Sheba Keser, Bina Sheba Keser, etc., etc. And then each one of those divides up into a further 10 and a further 10 and further infinitely. So what does that mean? That on the most detailed level, each one is its own sphera. So the same thing as sand, because everything in the world is just really an expression of those spheres, parts of them, whatever it is in the higher worlds. Every single sand, even if it just makes up one big mass, but it has its own sphera on the most pratiistic level, which obviously we have no shaykhus to today. But in the future, Lazalava, he says, there's going to be that revelation. We're going to understand that each and every single grain, it has its own individuality. Rak ata, but now, lifnei bo tok tikun havaya, before the tikun, right, before the rectification of the universe, of the existence, has come. It appears to us that there's doubles in Havaya. And this is the Hasaga, the level of conceptualization and understanding that is shaykh to the days of the week. Right? How many are your Ma'asim Hashem? Avalatit, right? Rabu means like a whole bunch of the same. That's the way we relate to the Metzias today. That's the like the maxim we can appreciate today is Morabu Masech Hashem. Abul Atid, but in the future, Sheyutukan Olam B'Malchus Shakai, where the world is going to be set and, right, Metukan with the kingship of Hashem, Yashem Echad Ushma Echad. Then the name of Hashem will be one. Hashem will be one. His name will be one. V'Yitgale will become revealed. That there never was any duality, so to say, doesn't mean duality, it means double. Right? There was never doubles in the universe. And really, that's also from the holy avoda of the Jewish people, is to make everything to like a special unit. And therefore, it's about us, as said, who is like you, the Jewish people, goy echad ba'aretz, meaning we are the goy, we are the nation that reveals the echad, how every single thing is just one. There's no kfeilus, and the fact that everything is one is apparently, like this is what I understand from right, is stemming from that Yehashem Echad Shmeyachad, is also stemming from the Koch of oneness of Hashem.
Just passing.
Yeah.
So if there was exactly the exact same duplicate thing of one thing, it would take away from the oneness of God, so to speak. Like,
that's what it sounds like he's doing. In other words, I think what he's saying, right? If we're going to look at every, I think what he's really getting at is that if Hashem, any creation that Hashem does, is revealing His koach, is revealing a certain koach of Hashem, so that means that on some kind of very profound, deep level, that thing has to kiviyachol mirror Hashem. And therefore it has to mirror it in the sense of His oneness as well. The same way Hashem is one, so too His creations each have to be one. And if there was another one, that would be a problem. That would basically give us like an indication like, oh, maybe there's two gods also. Not maybe, but there is. That would be kind of saying to us, there's Shtei Rishuyos Chas V'Shalom. It's very deep what he's saying. Like, it's like really been biting into it. He in another place, it's not over here I see, but in another place, Dam, because he mentioned over here that the Hasag of Yom Yedichol is Morab Masecha, Al Pi Nusach Ashkenaz, right? On Shabbos, I think it's fine, it's not like that, but on Shabbos we say Magodlu Masecha instead of Morab Masecha. Magodlu Masecha, the way Rabbi Yaakov Meir says, is even that one thing, that small one thing, how great it is. It's like the quality versus the quantity. The Asag of Shabbos is the Godel. Not many. No, there's not many of this. This is one thing, and this is one thing, and this is one thing. But how great each thing is. The greatness of each small thing, even. So Ba'ofen. Now he says, this is fascinating. Ba'ofen Shezev Vadai. Shekol Yachid Ugili Koyach Yicholis Miyuchad. That every individual, certain, he says for sure, every single yachid, every individual, is a revelation of a specific koyach yicholis, a specific capability. He says how amazing, how awesome this is to the person who will delve into this and think about this. Ad kama tzarich liot male simcha oz v'ched v'as koydesh. How a person, how much a person should be filled with happiness and strength and holy joy, gam be'etzem ha-metzius shelo, also in his very, just the fact that he exists. Ki boy bochar Hashem legalis boy gilu miyuchad miyucholta yisboshmai. Because in him Hashem chose to reveal a specific gilu from the chayis of Hashem. Nobody else is a man like we were, each one of us should be overjoyed with realizing that Hashem chose me to be megala, specific koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hargasha zu, kishemargishim ota be'emet, and this feeling, when you really feel it, kocha rav legaresh, its power is tremendous to drive away kod tzlalei atzbanut, all the like shades of atzbanut, of sadness and of nervousness and of disappointment and all the negative feelings that a person has. V'gam lesalek et kol ha'yisurim ha'yegoynes. It also has the power to remove all the suffering and the troubles that a person feels. If he would like really chap, like what that means, Hashem, you know, trusted us, you know, Hashem chose us, each one, each for his own a specific gili that nobody else could do. Just by being alive, not by what you do, just by being alive. And then it would also have the ability to bring that hidden good to revelation. And so too it is. If your whole intention is always, you're only focused on the functional benefit that you can get out of the revelation, that doesn't bring simcha from the very revelation itself, from the etzem koyach, from the etzem Lo ken, but not true, not so. Shezochim la kavana Torah shel etzem gilui yecholet. When you zeich, when you merit that pure kavana of just the very essence of the yecholet. Harei shebi shavim baze. We return with this. Umachzirim akol reshit ha'itcholelut. We bring everything back to the beginning of time, right? To the beginning where Hashem brought the existence into being. Shesamacha kadosh baruch hu b'ma'asav, where it says that Hashem was happy with his, he looked at his creations, he looked at his what he made, and he was so happy. V'amar, and he says, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabo, halavai tehei abri'a ma'alachen le'olam, kemo she'ata ma'alachen lefanai b'sha'azu. Halavai, that the creation should bring up like charm and happiness, right, to forever, the way you right now are at this moment being malachin, being at that point at the beginning where it's still man hasn't done anything, nobody has done anything, just by the very existence, the fact that now there is a creation, there's a gilui now. And from that simcha of the Rebbeinu Shem at the beginning of time, the simcha can be drawn out now as well to be Yismach Yisrael be'oisav. Bnei Tzion Yagilu v'Malkom. And because of this, Keshem she'ein paltzufim shavot ve'ein deotem shavot, kenen mu'utam shaveh. Same way their faces are different and their opinions are different, so too their mahus is not the same. Their essence is not the same. Each person has his own designated avodah. How to reveal his tafkid, how to reveal his purpose in the world. And there's no point, chas v'shalom, of complaining about the differences. Oh, I wish I was like him. How many people have that? I wish I had money like him. I wish I had brains like him. I wish I had all sorts of things. Right? No, there's no point in that. Because every change is a specific koach yicholet. Ve'od, and more than that. אחרי שעצם הגילוי הוא התכלית היותר עיקרי מהתועלת השימושי. After you understand, after you realize that the very essence of the revelation is more the tachlis than the functional benefit that derived out of the thing, so then you would realize that mitzad Hashem, from Hashem's perspective, and relative to Hashem's perspective, there is ein hevdel hagdari. There's no difference. And even the classification, the hagdara of this is a part and this is everything, Ein Shem b'b'chinas Ein Sof. In the beginning of the Ein Sof, in the beginning of the infinite, it doesn't exist. There's no part, there's no whole. It's just is. It's just one big same oneness. V'nimtzeh, so it comes out. Ki kol ha'itonenut shel ha'adam al mi'ut mutu neged mutim acherim. All the sorrow of a person, and the complaint, and the bad feelings that a person has on the fact that he's a smaller dmus, he's a less important person, like a less important dmus than other dmusim, and the makom klal has no place at all. There's no place for this. Kim kshemevinim et habrei rak mitzida shimushish rak mitzidinu levad. Only if you're understanding the creation from its shimushi, from its functional angle, which is just from our perspective, from man's perspective. As opposed to if we would become elevated and raise ourselves up, to understand the creation on its own, in its own right, from the fact, from the side of the revelation of its yecholus that it contains within it. And there's no place for the idea of less, more, part, whole. And fortunate is the one who's zeicha to chap the secret of the elpiv and to live by it. Na'im va'arev lo baze u beva. he will have a sweet and pleasant time in this world and the next world. Imagine if we lived without looking at the next guy and not like wishing like, oh, I wish I was different. No, the specialness is that you are you, right? And he is he, and each person is his own thing, because that is what Hashem wanted Megala. So, you know, of course, oh, but I wish I was his Giloy. What kind of crazy thing is that? From the Rabbeinu Shalom's angle, there's no difference between the fact that he revealed a person, revealed an elephant, revealed that this person, that person. From the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all just a Giloy Koyach. It's all small. It's all small. Man, the biggest tzaddik in the world is a kiyuzeh, is a nothing. There's no part, there's no whole, there's no bigger, there's no smaller. It just is. It's just a gili yecholis. Because in, really, in the depth of it is that each yecholis, all it is just a is a certain expression of the Ein Sof. So it's all God. It's all an imagery kibayochel of God. It's all a Yeah.
In the previous paragraph, he was saying that each person is a unique Giloy in what he is, in the way he's been made before his life story.
Right.
And then in this paragraph, he's going on to say that from that starting point, what we actually do with our lives is also a unique Giloy.
Correct. Because, like I said before, right, the Toelet Shibushi is an extension, it's a hispash just coming out of that Bakalach. It's really a manifestation of some of the potential. Some of the potential that's there. Okay, we'll see how this is going to express itself in the continuation of the paragraph. That's where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going with this, is his aim. I'll just give you the sneak preview for next time. His aim is getting to the Inyan Ishtadlus. We saw the Rambam's right focus on this parak so far. What we've seen in parak Tess is the Inyan of Ishtadlus of a person, getting married, the mitzvahs, where what the, you know, so that's where he's going to take this to, is the sugya of ishtadlus. But we'll wait and do this on its own. You see what he says? No, it's an amazing thing. If a person thinks about it and focuses on that, then you know, sometimes a person is like, you know, even somebody who's sick, somebody who's not, so it's very, very depressing. Even for big tzaddikim also, it's like they want to learn, they want this, they want, and Hashem for some reason takes away that capability from a person. But he has to realize, and it's very, very hard. I mean, I don't want the nisayan either. You know, I don't want that. We shouldn't have this nisayan, but we should at least know it. We should try to focus on is that the fact that this person is alive, that his neshama and guf are together, is a tremendous, tremendous giloy, which is more valuable, more like a higher giloy, than any of the function that he can serve in the extension. In other words, he's serving. He is a giloy kvod shemayim. That's what the point is. We do Torah mitzvahs to be mgala kvod Hashem. But really, ultimately, the biggest giloy that man serves is just his very life, the very fact that he's alive. It's like fascinating, isn't it? And that should bring a person simcha, that Hashem, you know, Hashem is using you right now to be megala something, to megala him, to megala his yicholos.
It's also a giloy when we do stuff.
Yeah. It's also a giloy, but that's a giloy. That is a giloy, but again, it's a mitzumtzum dika giloy. For example, if a person does something, it's really like the same concept of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Right? That's the same concept that we're talking about. It means the essence of the whole is more than everything you can do. All the terms you're going to do is still less. The sum total of that is going to be less than who you really are.
I think what she's saying that you bring out, you've got more giloy when you do something. Not because of the maaser, because of your be'etzim.
Of course, and that's why Hashem, Hashem gives us Torah mitzvahs and wants us to do it, right? But we have to realize that all Torah mitzvahs is, it's an expression and a giloy of this, what he called the hidden giloy. As long as it doesn't go out into practice, it's a hidden giloy. And to bring out into the Megula Dika Giloy is the keeping of Torah Mitzvahs, is the function that you serve and the benefit that you bring to the world on a functional level. Okay. Fine. We'll stop here. Mitvach.